This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How crazy are you for Christmas? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Radar, you do a good Santa.
Well, that, and there's also the Santa that's been teaching me.
You have that stuck in your head. How many holiday lights do you turn off at night? Last night we were getting ready to go to bed, and my husband always jokes that if I go to bed before him, I need to help turn some of the lights off because he's like, I don't know where all you have lights in every corner. And he's trying to look around and figure out how to turn everything off. Oh, wait, which one's the remote control for that? Which one's for that? Which one do you have to unplug? So I was standing in my living room, and I did the whole routine because we were going to bed together, and I counted. I need to think about the basement, too, because we have the basement all decked out for the holidays.
So you have a lot of lights to turn
off? Okay, so I have an outside light. Okay.
You turn your outside lights off before you go to bed?
They're on a switch.
Oh.
They're on a switch in the backyard. The ones in the backyard, they're like way in the back in the landscaping.
Okay.
Those are on a switch. 23 lights.
Wow.
23.
You have 23 lights you have to turn off before you go to bed.
Yes.
And 23 lights you have to turn on. What, like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes. Yeah. Now, okay. some of them have timers, and so I don't have to worry about those. So I'm not counting those. I'm saying the ones I actually have to go around and set and actually turn off. Is that crazy?
Yeah, because
we have the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records. How many do you have? Think about it. Walk through your routine. What do you have to all turn off? We have the village that we have. Each individual piece of our Christmas village has to be turned off too. There's no timer option on those.
You don't have those strung together like we do in
our
house?
They're battery operated.
Oh,
they have batteries in them.
So here's our deal.
And that's a lot of them. That right there, the church, the ice skating rink, the house, the shop, the streetlight, that's seven right there.
We have one thing that we have to turn off. I have timers on everything else. Timers outside, timers in the backyard, timer for the...
So you don't have things that are battery operated?
No, we do. We have some are battery operated that my wife Jess puts up. We have like two things in the office. We have that Christmas tree in the bathroom. There's something on top of the bathroom cabinet. There's on top of the fridge. But those are all, they have like... It's a battery operated, but she can set the timer. So and I'll sit around it in like, 5 o'clock at night, go, I wonder when that's going to go on. Boom. All of a sudden it goes on like a ghost. And I go, oh, okay.
I see.
You turned it a little bit. Moved the time. Okay.
And I don't like using the timers for some of the, I have a lot of those. We have real candles in the house too, but those fake candles that flicker, like the luminary, I think they're called.
Yeah. Yep.
We use the remote control for those. Those do have timers, but I like those on all the time because I feel like in Christmas time and winter gets dark. It's just always gloomy and dark.
This is why
I have those on even during the day. That's why I don't use the timer.
This is why I want the Christmas tree to stay up until spring forward. So
you
have
one.
We have one.
I have 23. 23 switches and things to unplug and things to turn off.
I almost said zero, but when you brought up the village, I'm like, yeah, because our village has all the lights connected together. There's a timer. Oh, wait a minute. There is one that my wife just bought. And it's a skating rink, and I do have to turn that one off. Otherwise, the battery goes out. So there's one thing in our house. We have a ton of lights all over the place.
We have a lot.
And you have 23.
Okay, could somebody beat that?
Come on, people.
Let's see if you can be in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records. Or am I holding the record? Am I holding the record with 23?
It's going to hold the belt.
So many lights. And then I'll get up for work early in the morning, and I'll right away see there's a flicker. He left one on.
Oh, no one's going to beat you, Elizabeth.
How many holiday lights do you have to turn off at night? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and I was saying that last night standing in my living room, I counted. And it's 23. And a lot of it is the Christmas village that runs on batteries. There's no timer setting on that.
So you gotta turn that off.
There's certain things that we plug in. And I was saying, okay, am I in the Elizabeth and Radar unofficial book of world records? Can anybody beat 23? And apparently nobody can.
Nobody can. Congratulations. You are the winner, Elizabeth.
It seems like a lot of work.
You have the belt. Wait, hold on. There we go. All right. But check this out. Jay the Mailman, big fan of the show.
Oh, we love Jay the Mailman.
He's texted in and said, morning, guys. Say what? 23? Elizabeth, you need to get Wi-Fi plugins better than timers.
What is that?
I have timers on a lot of my stuff. And sometimes
Wi-Fi plugins?
Sometimes the things won't go off at the same time because, you know, clocks don't really line up. The smart plug timer. So you could plug this into your outlet and then plug your lights into that. There's a remote, and you can also, well, the one I'm looking at.
I'm looking at this online. You can just do this on your phone?
And then the one I'm also looking for, yeah, there's an app. So when you're laying in bed, you're like, oh, Eric, I forgot to turn the lights off. Watch this. Bloop. The whole house goes dark at the same time because the Wi-Fi plugins will control it. You need this. I need this. Oh, Jay, you're awesome.
Jay, this is fantastic. And this is probably why nobody can top this, because you're all probably saying, Elizabeth, it's 2024. You don't have Wi-Fi plugins yet?